And I'm rolling.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is our Recreation and Parks meeting for today, Thursday, August 16th, 2012. I'd like to call to order. Or actually, I'm just going to note that the only one absent today is Johnny Munoz.
Anita.
Oh, and Anita. Sorry, and Anita. I'd like to open it up for public comment. Seeing as how there is none, I'm going to move on to our special event today, which is our annual parks tour. And now I'll hand it over to Mr. Woods. Let the good times roll.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. Thank you all for coming out. It's our annual parks tour. We have modified our schedule a bit throughout the years. We don't try to fit all the parks in one fell tour, so we'll be modifying this year's tour to just the parks in North Morro Bay. Though we'll be stopping by City Park on our way out of the downtown area. We covered Embarcadero Parks and South Parks last year, and so we'll be rotating. If there is a park that we don't cover today and you want a special tour, you can arrange it with my office, and I'd be happy to meet you at a park, and we can go through some of the particulars as far as development and future ideas with that particular park at any time. Tonight's tour, like I say, we'll be leaving the Morro Bay Community Center here shortly. We'll be going to City Park. We'll be looking at some of the amenities at City Park, as well as the newly refurbished bus shelter. And we'll be heading out to Lila Kaiser Park after that. And then following Lila Kaiser, we'll be stopping at the Teen Center to look at the, so we won't be accessing that park directly, but we will be driving by, and I will have a few points of discussion. And that may be an area that you'd want to follow up with staff on. And our last park this evening will be the Cloisters Park. That is a large assessment district, and we will have an option of getting out at that time, but not necessarily. If we cover all of our questions in the trolley and our vantage points, then we'll just move on from there. So if there's any questions from the chair or the commission, then I will signal for the trolley to ring the bell and get the tour underway.
I second the motion. Ring the bell.
I see no questions. Tracy, we're ready?
We're ready.
Ring the bells and the tour shall begin. Right. Just know that we'll be having questions and answers throughout the tour. There's no inappropriate time, so if you've got some questions and answers. Questions, I'll try to answer. If I don't, I'll try to follow up in the next few days to get some answers to you. Okay? As we leave the community center, you'll notice that our landscaping is starting to develop. We've got the Arbutus Marina, which is basically a strawberry tree that's been doing really well here. It's got the berries are growing. We've got some new growth that's getting a little bit more vertical. We're very happy with the condition of these trees. Some of our oak trees along the perimeter have been struggling. There's been heavy winds, and that has not been favorable to our oaks. You notice that this is part of our civic landscape improvement program. So even on this other side of the parking lot at the library parking lot, as well as City Park and City Hall and Public Services, it still needs to be landscaped. We'll be doing the same kind of a scheme throughout the Civic Center for continuity and drought-tolerant plants, and hopefully the objective is to reduce some of our labor costs and continue with the beauty of our landscaping. We're approaching City Park now. One of our local groups, the Morro Bay Art Association, Public Art Foundation, pardon me, the Public Art Foundation, and their members have come out and done some work on the bus shelter. And the bus shelter has been converted into grandmother's living room. So you don't notice from the outside, but as we approach the inside, maybe the cameras can go out and have a look. We've changed out the benches. We've got a concrete sofa couch that's in here. And if Zeke wants to cruise out and have a look, as we all gather around, we have the bench is actually looks like a sofa. It's made out of concrete. It weighs like a little over a ton, I think. Quite a bit. What we did was we closed up the window openings that had plexiglass before, and we put in block glass above, so it looks like windows. And they painted the love seat or single chair that resembles the couch in this area. But for now, as funds are available, we have a cat bench. And you notice we've got a little bird action on the top, and there's quite an adornment here on the floor, which resembles a throw rug that your grandmother may have in her living room. And we also have a welcome mat. So it's rather inviting. If you're not intimidated by grandmother's living room, you'll be right at home. We have some temporary benches that are on the outside. As we renovated, we allowed for some seating on the outside, and these outside benches will be going. This part is scheduled for some more renovation, If I can comment on some of the other amenities that we're going to be doing, we're looking to solicit the state for some unallocated grant funds, about $70,000. And a portion of those funds will be going to this park. We're looking to replace all the picnic benches with some oval concrete benches, picnic tables. I didn't mean benches, picnic tables, as well as some bench replacements. We're going to pull out some of our trash cans and put in a big belly, which is a solar-powered compactor, with a recycling unit. We're also looking to replace the weathered and aged basketball standards and restripe the basketball court. So we land this money, and we'll know probably in about a month and a half to 2 months. We'll be doing some nice renovations as far as the amenities in this park. As well as the other half of that money, we'll be doing picnic table and bench fountain. And you notice that we have a couple of folks using the park. It's called Slackline. Is it called Slackline?
Oh, you're great, man.
Yeah. So it's called Slackline. It's basically instead of tightrope walking, they're slacklining, and it's a little safer because you're closer to the ground. And they like to wrap the trees. They're very cautious about not harming the trees, and we noticed that they're very environmentally friendly, and they're park friendly, and it's really a casual type of an activity that's taken on its own life. And they've done some of this slacklining over at Mora Elementary, and I just hadn't seen them at City Park, but it's always nice to get folks and using our parks in all different ways.
Did you see the slack jaw on that guy?
I did not see a slack jaw. I just see slackline. So we're going to take Main Street out.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
That's fine. So we're going to take Main Street out. If there's any questions along the way regarding any other parks, feel free, get my attention, and we'll get those questions answered. Thanks. We're rolling. Now as we turn left off of Highway 41, or Atascadero Road, if you will, we're turning left on Park Street. And this Park Street is is land donated by the Morro Bay Power Plant. And at the end of Park Street is Lila Kaiser Park. And Lila Kaiser Park is named after one of your former commissioners, Lila Kaiser, who was instrumental in getting established this new growth. It's taking off. Some of it's doing really well. Some of it's kind of struggling. We're going to come through and kind of clean up the edges and spread out some of the bark mulch that's out here. And it's been a nice little green belt. That's our property line. And it also keeps the cars from parking in there. And it kind of gives it a little bit softer tone on our parking lot. Off to the right here, you'll see our picnic area. This is our barbecue picnic area. It can be rented separately from other parts of the park. We do have some groups that come out here and socialize throughout the summer and the early fall. And it's been a really good spot for them. And we also have horseshoe pits located at this section of the park. And we've got, these are two major softball and baseball diamonds. And we'll be doing some more off-season renovation that's going to start probably in November. And soccer is out here. And so we've got a really a multi-use type of a complex that's geared up for basically baseball, but we convert it into soccer use. We have girls softball, we've got little league, we've got adult softball, and just recently we had some hardball, which is the Triple Crown Series baseball tournaments, which are young boys and older boys, little league age, as well as Babe Ruth age. So we had a question from the chair, please.
Yeah, I was just curious if you could be more specific on those baseball diamond improvements that you have planned.
We talked about some of the improvements today. What we're looking to do is possibly put in thrill tournaments want to come in. The 70-foot baseline would accommodate them. They and I say that because the Triple Crown is new to our area. They've got about a 50 to 70 team tournament. They do games up at San Luis. They do games at El Choro. And they also utilize this park. It was late in July. And they had about, I think, 20 teams had a two-day tournament here. So we've arranged some accommodations with the hotelers to block off some hotel space for them. And there was a two-night minimum and a large block of hotel rooms. They were very accommodating. And the Triple Crown group was very appreciative of that. And they were very excited about coming back. They've got another tournament that's going to be in October. And then hopefully next year as well. So this is a big economic impact for our town, for hotelers to get the TOT and sales tax, and we're offering a venue like no other here right on the coast. So softball, baseball, field renovations as far as length of the bases. We'll be doing some more turf work as far as thinning out the grass and replanting. Over the winter, which is November, and we close it in December. We're looking to put new scoreboards up. Scoreboards are big, but we were unable to satisfy the state's requirement for a land tenure agreement regarding the $70,000 grant monies. So our inability to satisfy that land tenure agreement deemed us ineligible for those funds. And it's been almost, that's what we're going to be doing. So out here, we definitely have the parking lot to consider. We have the turf area. We will be purchasing, and that purchase should be finalized hopefully tomorrow. And we're waiting for shipment. There will be new bleachers that are coming in. So the bleachers you see, if we could, Tracy. The bleachers you see out in front here, on both sides of the west field, will be replaced with larger length. There'll be 27 foot on this first base side and a 15 foot on the third base side of Lila Kaiser West Field. On the east field, all the bleachers get pulled out. Those are built-in concrete block and wooden slats, and they'll be going into an aluminum 27 foot five-tier bleachers with backing and a center aisle. So we're looking for ADA compliance, we're looking for a better experience for spectators, and it's an improved look for the park itself. So a better experience for players and for spectators and for folks who are just visiting is definitely what we're looking for. You'll notice that there's a Little League had purchased this storage unit off to your right. This storage unit houses their pitching mounds, because right now it's flat and there's no mound for softball, but there are mounds for Little League, and they bring the artificial mounds out. They work really well. There's two of them there. We are going to be moving this shed, and we're going to be adding another shed. Girls softball has raised enough funds to purchase another shed. It's on its way. We're hoping to get it here within a couple weeks. And you'll see that there's an into the bushes. There's been a number of injuries. Lot, as fun as it might be, probably be 80 to 95% of the kids had a good time, and the other 10 experienced injuries with plants in the side, sprained and broken wrists, twisted ankles, and so forth. So to eliminate the desire, the temptation of climbing up and jumping and doing something that might be hazardous to their health. We eliminated the hedge, and we're putting in moving the sheds. This shed will move, and it'll open up the view corridor to the playing surface. And the other shed we're bringing in will allow access to field equipment and storage of the chalk, the chalker, and the drag and so forth in order to maintain the field. So we think that's a good spot for the two. It's out of the way as far as the fields go, and stepping in will accommodate the storage need that we have. Question in the back.
Yes, since your buffer zone's doing so well, the new area there, is there any plans to do any renovations in this media here with these shrubs and trees, or is that on the...
We haven't identified the center median here as an area that we want to renovate, but I'm certainly open for suggestions either now or at a later date.
With the hedge trimming through here, that you know, it might be nice to have things low to the ground since you have that backdrop that you didn't have before.
Definitely something that we want to consider. We have done a lot of work on this hedge. We've raised it up. It used to go all the way down to the ground. We've raised it up a bit.
It's a lot of work.
It's definitely labor intense.
Yeah.
And we try to get out of the hedge work. And you know how that is,
yeah.
Commissioner Bates. And so,
really past mature, you know.
So maybe just other replacement and a replanting.
Yeah, just others, you know, kind of like the stuff you're doing around everywhere else. Kind of bring that a little part of this park, you know, kind of might be a good idea, you know, down the road.
You know, I would say that that's definitely an area we can put on the queue. And see if we can formulate some kind of a palette to put in here and work on it as time and resources become available.
It's also, too, when this parking lot's really crowded, it's hard, and especially at night, you know, to walk through these planters and whatnot. You may have to go the long way around to get where you're going to. And I think that when you didn't have the backdrop there, I mean, it was a necessity, or wouldn't it seem like a...
Sure.
You know, but now that that's doing so well and giving you guys a great backdrop there...
And so we'll be gearing up for soccer. One of the things that Central Coast Little League did approach me, and they wanted to put up a home run fence. I think it's 200 feet that's out here. So we're working with Central Coast Little League to see if we can't help them put in the sleeves. And so when the season comes ready to open, they can put up their fence. They'll have the sleeves in the ground. They can put them up, have their games, and then take it down, and we'll be able to access it for softball and soccer. But safety is definitely an issue when we put in sleeves in the ground, and they're there year-round. So we're being very cautious about what goes in and how it goes in, how it's maintained, and then how it affects other users of the park. Our play surface is doing really... Our playground's doing really well. A pickup tomorrow. What we've established is that our new mower actually has a catcher, and we catch the grass as opposed to leaving the clippings on the turf. We feel it's a better, it's a healthier turf when we can pull out the clippings when it's just kind of a playing surface. And as you see, some of the times it doesn't get picked up immediately. I'm hoping that our staff will be back tomorrow.
That out of here?
It's hauled out and it's over to the yard, I believe.
Is there any reason why you just can't mulch the back side of your buffer area there?
I'll bring that wonderful suggestion up to staff. It's good.
Yeah, that grass will just disappear and all along that corridor.
Great idea. Thank you, too. Appreciate it. Any other questions on Lila Kaiser as we're getting ready to exit and go over to the teen center?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. There's a couple of them in here. And they really are doing well. Let's see, a little bit of trimming back, maybe give the trees a little bit of a chance to spread their limbs.
That's a great project. It's good.
This has worked out. I mean, it struggled for a few months as we first put it in, but it really is taking off now. And that was done by all volunteer work. You know, there was... plants were all donated, and the work was all donated. It was really a great community project. Chalk another one up for the tree committee, definitely.
leagues, and that picnic facility and the whole barbecue area is fantastic. I mean, they've had whole league parties with, you know, multiple families, teams, you know, hundreds of people swarming around there. So however that was designed, it really can handle traffic, and it gets used quite a bit. They did a good job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Try to maintain it like it is best we can. So we're coming into Rockies. In Rockies Teen Center, as you know, as a commissioner, that we have an extensive master plan for this particular facility. It does not include a skate park in the front parking lot. And you may ask yourself, why did we put it in the parking lot? Well, a little bit of history is that the skate park was actually down at Coleman Park. And you'll know that there's an asphalt strip down there where it's fenced in. And out there in that element with the sea salt and the wind, it just deteriorated the elements to the point where we called the manufacturer up and they gave us a full warranty. So we had all the pieces replaced completely. Staff felt it was not in our best interest to put them right back out in the same element and think we're going to get different results. So the plan was to put them here. Let's at least get them on site, these elements that you see in front of you, and get the skate park open. Right now it is a unstaffed park. And so the skating is at your own risk. There's no cost. We do open it up when Rockies is open. So it is unsupervised, yet it is monitored. And there is a difference. Staff does come out here on a periodic basis. They will stop folks who don't have helmets on and ask them to put a helmet on and follow the law. We are not law enforcement, nor do we feel we need to call the police every time someone comes in without knee pads, elbow pads, or a helmet. But we will ask them to put on the proper equipment, follow the rules, which is basically law, and it is for their own safety. It's not that we're our rule trolls. We just want them to be safe, and everyone knows that things can happen when you're skateboarding, even in your own little driveway. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous, but then again, it's totally safe. So it's half, you know, it's 50%, you know, one way or the other. But you'll notice that the pole barn, this big, large structure in the back, is basically a pole barn that is sheltered for the once-lived miniature golf. So you'll see remnants of the miniature golf course that's back there. We did not secure the $2.1 million grant that we were hoping to get to fund the master plan. And the master plan includes this modular skate park being moved to the entire rear of this site, an in-ground skate park that would project out to almost where the skate park is now along this east side. On the west side of this particular building, the existing teen center, would be a classroom. And it's a linear type of classroom that we would have available for teens when they're out of school. The sides, which would double as an amphitheater for concerts and performances. So your master plan that you guys have developed and approved and sent off to council really is a terrific plan. We want to start phasing it in because we don't have money to do the whole thing. So one of the immediate ideas was to offer up the pole barn to the public, and we're still working on the details, that if someone was to come in and say, they could take the pole barn at their expense, and then maybe in lieu of that, we would get some site clearing and some grading done. And it's a ways away, but that's kind of our targeting, because we don't have really any money to put into the project. We do have some assets that we think we can leverage to getting some of the work done. Then we have to issue some get over to planning and get some permits issued. So there's a permit process, and there's a little bit of work ahead of us, but I think that we'd like to keep the project moving.
So what do you mean if somebody had an idea for if they had a plan in mind for that pool barn, or what do you call it, a barn?
That's a pole barn.
Pole barn.
Pole.
And so if somebody wanted to come in and they had the money to put something there, you're saying that you would work with them? Is
The idea is that if someone, and I would use the example of the rancher that would like to have that pole barn out on a ranch to cover hay or livestock or so forth, and it's quite the structure. I mean, it goes all the way to the back of this particular site, so it's rather large, and it does certainly have value. So if someone was to take that, we'd be looking to leverage that for some work in lieu, basically. So
it'd be a great place to put a pool.
Unfortunately, an aquatics pool or center it has not been master planned for this site, but I appreciate the interest.
Is there a reason why it needs to be removed?
There's a height restriction as far as the activities that we're going to be that are be staged underneath it. The street, you can see how high they are now, and you can look just a quick visual on where that. Where that lid is over there.
What about after it? Does it get higher? Or is it got...
They're just as low, yeah. It looks like it's a higher pitch, but the structure itself is just as low as the front. So, yeah, there was some talk about hanging on to that the roofing there for protection, because the trees... tend to lose branches and leaves and whatnot, and having a in-ground skate park, there will be some ongoing maintenance. And right now, your team Action Club, or team, they changed their name, not the Teen Advisory Committee, I think the Teen Action Committee. They've been doing a lot of work. They volunteer at various programs throughout, special events throughout the city. They have restripe this parking lot. You notice the striping of the parking lot's been done. And that was obviously, all we bought was the paint, and the teens and their supervisor were out here restriping this parking lot. The next parking lot they're going to be working on is the one at Lila Kaiser. And once they've mastered the craft, we'll be moving them around the city to other public parking lots for restriping. And it's just a way to meet. Mostly Morro Bay, but certainly open to any teams in the Estero Bay and in the outlining communities. So having this teen center, which is really one of the best in the county, and offered at no cost, is something for this community to be proud of. They certainly are grateful, and they certainly have put in time and energy back into the community. And so hats off to them. They've been doing it for about 2 years now, and they're still going strong.
We get any use from some tourist teams while they're in town? You guys see any of that use?
We do. It's not a high percentage. We are getting some visitors that are coming through. When they're visiting grandma generally, because we do have an older population here, and some of the grandkids come here in the summertime and in spring breaks, and they know about the teen center, they'll bring them over. We have a lot of those visiting teens, the younger ones, in beach camp, in the junior lifeguard program. And the beach camp program this year has just been phenomenal. We're approaching 30 just in our last week, which is, we were around in the high teens last year, approaching 30 this year, it's almost double. So it's been a really good turnout for the beach program. But they certainly do come through here. Any other questions on the teen center and the skate park? If not, we will wrap it up and head on to North Morro Bay. We're going to Del Mar Park. Mm-hmm. Place is heading us to Del Mar Park. And we'll have a chance to get out at that park, stretch your legs, and have a look at the new tennis courts. Thank you. So as we head down North Morro Bay, we're on Ironwood. We're going north on Ironwood, connecting tables, horseshoe pits. And a little bit of turf area around so you can get a large group there. A few things we still want to do in this park that we have scheduled. One is we're going to be looking at replacement of the sign. And if you've been to Mariner Park, we talked about earlier, there's a new sign at Mariner Park. It's our new kind of it looks like our wayfinding signs with the rock and the water and the little sailboat. We're going to use that same that same design in all of our parks. And Mariner Park was our first park that we put the sign up. I think it's just absolutely fabulous. And you get a look at that sign, you'll say, ah, That's really nice. Our wooden ones have a lot of character, but these new ones are going to be warranted for at least 10 years of not fading. They really have that the branding that we're looking for that says City of Morro Bay. When you get there, you know. You see the signs on the freeway. You go driving downtown, you see the sign at the park. We're going to be replacing the one at City Park, so it matches, and we'll be doing the one at Anchor Park. So right now you have one at Mariner. We're doing the one at Anchor and City Park, and eventually the larger ones, because these particular signs are not cheap. They're rather expensive, but we feel that they're worth it in the long run to really to bring in the class and have the branding that we're looking for. So here, you're very familiar with the park. You have an amphitheater that's just over the knoll that we're looking at in front of the van. Have a look at some of the other amenities that we have. And the south, actually the west part of the park, we have our roller hockey and basketball and our new tennis courts. At the very end of the west side, we'll have a look at the Jody Giannini Family Dog Park. But as we leave the top part of our park, know that we see some disrepair in the parking lot. So the parking lot is certainly on our agenda to put some money into and refurbish the surfacing here at the parking lot. As we go down, you'll notice that there's a new service entrance or road that was established to do the tennis courts. We're going to leave that in as a service road for maintenance. And so there are some improvements that we need to do here. Pardon me. So as we go down, and if you guys want to keep rolling with us, so it's not really a pedestrian walkway, but it certainly gives you access. If you had a dog and you were going down to the dog park, and you were just going to jam down and do some more active activities within the park, like basketball, what you could just jam right down this road and get there. Or you could take a more leisurely tour on our walkway through the park. We certainly have some picnic tables and some pedestal barbecues. If you had a small gathering and wanted to come out and do some barbecue area, and the meadow is more of an open turfed area, that's also reservable. We have several things on our list. We talked about the parking lot. The bathroom is certainly scheduled for replacement, and that will be a significant amount of funds. So we are looking to gear up for that replacement. You'll notice that as you go through some of our lighting, we replaced all of our lighting in here. Our lights were high-pressure sodium lights. They are now all LED lights. And if you want to zoom in on the one standard that's just right there, you can have a good look at that. We can probably get a better look as we exit the park. But it's a very slim fixture. It is an LED light. It is a very brilliant, clear light. And it's very efficient as far as use of electricity. So we're reducing our utility costs, which is reducing our expenses, and hopefully, as we've seen, we have a nice trend that our revenues are up. So we like to reduce expenses and increase revenues. It certainly makes resources more available for other tasks that we have to consider. So if the commissioners know, this is our basketball court. When the park was first master planned, we had four or five tennis courts here. And as the community changed and their desires changed, so were the amenities that we put in. So the basketball court was the first, and the roller hockey rink was the second element that was put in. And given the size of the two elements here, it really didn't lend itself to a whole lot more tennis courts. To allow for some drainage, so we have a French drain that is along the walkway here, so it picks up a lot of the runoff from this knoll and takes the water out. And instead of dumping it into the dog park, what it had been for the first few months, it's actually, if the tennis courts were being built, that drain now goes off to the left, and then exits all the way down into the water basin that's on the south side of the park. So it really has cleaned up the dog park quite a bit. And this is our one and only off-leash dog park that we're looking at just beyond the tennis courts. And we can probably get a few shots of that here in a little bit. This is our new synthetic soft tennis courts that were just opened up. And we've got a nice ramp that goes up to them. So we've got nice accessibility for those who are wanting to come play tennis. A few things that we still need to do here would be to add a bench that goes out in front, as well as a drinking fountain. So two new items. So here are the soft tennis courts.
No, we don't get where she is.
Here are the tennis courts. It's a synthetic grass. And basically, it's not like the synthetic grass you'd see at someone's house. It's a rather open loop. It's a little wider, and it's able to accept sand. And this is a special silicone sand that's green, and it fills in the grass, and it makes the surface rather hard, as opposed to a real spongy grass. But it's still rather soft. You can have a rest and sit on a bench, and we'll probably put up some kind of a trash can as well for this facility. And like I said, we're going to put a drinking fountain and a bench out in front. We feel that... and all this activity, we certainly need to put another drinking fountain in down here in this end of the park. We've got a lot of good feedback from the folks who are using this tennis courts. The soft court is easy on the ankles, it's easy on the knees, it's easy on the hips. You get a lot of action on a day like today when you have a little bit of an overcast and a little bit of moisture in the air. It really likes to lock that sand up, and you get a little more action when you're playing tennis out here. So it's a different feel, and it's different action on the ball as far as the hard courts that are at Monte Young Park. But this is a great alternative, and if you've never tried a soft court, it's a great spot to come out and at least give it a try. And if you haven't played tennis, maybe it's time to get a little bit active and come out and give it a try. Thank you. Here at the very west end of our park is the Jody Giannini Family Dog Park. It was built by the Morro Bay Pups, who were extremely active in fundraising, donations from the Giannini family allowed this park to happen. It is the only off-leash dog park in the city. It is split into a large dog area and a small dog area, just for safety of the participants. This dog park wraps around this knoll and goes up around these trees up here. So it's a rather large dog park. And if you visit any of the dog parks within the county, you'll notice that they generally don't have turf. And they usually has been, and Sam Ayoub have both done a tremendous amount of work out here as far as replanting turf. The group is out here. They maintain the park on a daily basis. They've got an extremely extensive docent program where they had trained volunteers out here to help facilitate the use of the park. And new users are welcome. They're asked just to keep the place clean and follow the rules and really have a lot of respect for the facility. And it's worked out rather well. Newly established amenities would be the two watering stations, as you see, and that was put in by in-house staff. And we have a couple of watering stations for the dogs. It's not for humans, so our drinking fountain that's going to be at the tennis courts will be able to accommodate any humans that want to drink. One of our last bits of developments here will be the asphalt walkway. So well, we'll be completing the walkway from the tennis courts down to the dog park and then apron on both sides of the dog park. So it'll be a little cleaner in the wet season and a little more accessible for those who might be in a wheelchair or a walker or have a struggle walking with a cane or something like that. And there are folks out there that need full accessibility to get out to a dog park. The benches that you see in the dog park were all funded by the Morro Bay Pups. And they assisted in putting them in. So there's been a lot of work and effort on the Morro Bay Pups and their volunteers to keep this park, to keep the park maintained and operating at the level it is now. So we're doing the dog park that I can answer.
Where's the neighborhood that was, were the complaints?
We had some complaints from residents that. Along Island Street. And if you look beyond the two fences, and then you'll see the creek vegetation. Uh-huh. Just on the other side of the creek vegetation is their backyards.
Oh, okay.
And we've planted some trees, and they're just starting to mature there. You see one just beyond this knoll. So we put some trees in there for additional buffer. We don't think we need to put more in, but we're still kind of evaluating it. We've eliminated the water, but as far as the, you know, we haven't had the type of complaints we had, we thought
when
at the beginning.
Opened.
Yeah, there was reported excessive barking, and some of it was from the dog park. Some of it was from dogs outside of the dog park. Some of it was from dogs that were inside the residential area. So it was really hard to tell what dogs were barking. But the docent program here has been very active in getting people aware of excessive barking, dog fighting, and some of it was just people yelling at their dogs to tell them to stop barking or something like that. I'm not too sure why, because I think dogs have extremely good hearing from what they tell me. So I think if you could just whisper to your dog, it probably would hear you. But I think a lot of that's curtailed, and we've had in the last, you know, I would say 8 to 10 months, really haven't had any public complaints at all regarding noise or dog parking usage, which has been a really a welcoming sign that we're doing things right. The Morro Bay Pups is well organized. And there, before we get back to the trolley, I wanted to show off some more of this park, because it's a rather large park, and we really wanted to look at some of the new things like the tennis courts and make sure the dog park was going well. But there are several other things in this park that may interest you. As you go up on this knoll, as you look to the west, this is what I described earlier as meadow area, and this is the meadow picnic area at Del Mar. Beyond that are some standards for volleyball, and then beyond that is the green fencing you see, and that's the large dog area of the Jody Giannini Family Dog Park. So it's rather extensive. We didn't get to see it because of the knolls. And that's the beauty of this park. It's got these hills, these rolling knolls that give it the privacy. It gives you a little bit different areas, and it makes it unique in that it's just not a flat park. And it gives you an idea that you can be down here and have a group that's a little bit more isolated, a little more... what's the word I'm looking for? This is a little bit more quaint for groups to be together and not be fully exposed, but still be part of the rest of the park. So up here, you look to the right, and this is the amphicourt, the amphitheater. And the amphitheater is used probably once, 2-3 times a year, reserved. Mostly it's informal use, but the formal use isn't as predominant as other elements within the park. But it's certainly an option, and is becoming a little more familiar with groups that want to perform. So we've had some inquiries the last couple years, more than we have in the past. And then off to the left here is the place, large structure in the beginning, which has some interpretive type of manipulative panels and some small slides. So you can have younger kids in these smaller elements, and then as they get a little bit older and a little bit more courageous, they'll go to the top and then slide down the big slide. And actually, it's a view of the rock if you get to the top there. But we'll save that for another day. And then this knoll continues. There is on the, just beyond this knoll and the playground, you'll see that there's a bridge. Obviously, it bridges the creek. And that creek starts way up in the canyon here and comes down, and there's all kinds of action in the creek, and a lot of kids go down there and have a look at frogs and so forth. And then we've got some tree groves that are in there that are dedicated to various community members. And then along this knoll here, you'll see we'll come up on Hillside, and Hillside is a group picnic area.
Just
Elon, real quick. Why not?
North Point, a couple of things we'll be doing at North Point is we are going to do enhance and increase the access to the beach. So the staircase right now off the walk path starts about, I don't know, you've got to traverse about, I don't know, 20, 30 feet worth of just a slant before you get to the staircase and rail. We're going to bring that staircase and rail all the way up to the path, to the top of the park, so the access to the beach will be much easier for those who have trouble traversing just an open vertical drop. Well, not really vertical drop, but a slanted drop. So in the benches, and we do have some rope fencing that delineates our property line. So when you get up there, all the area up there isn't all North Point natural area. There's only a small section of it. And we did put up some barriers to eliminate cars driving up into that area. We've had trouble on holiday weekends, particularly the 4th of July, where people want to pull the 4x4 into low gear and jam up the hill and get a better visual of that fireworks. So there's some vehicle barriers that we put up there. We're looking to maybe do some more permanent ones in the future. We certainly are working on the staircase as part of that project. Is there any questions on North Point? Not seeing any. I'm certainly available for any follow-ups. We'll not be able to walk that park this evening. Thank you. We just entered into the Cloisters Assessment District. We're at the Cloisters Park, which is in the center of the district. And we've got a nice parking lot here. On the right-hand side is the wetlands. And the wetlands is basically an area where the drainage was developed to capture. Basically, it's a drainage basin. But as it's developed and accumulates water and vegetation and wildlife, it's a wetland. And so we are restricted by Fish and Game to treat it like a wetland, even though it was man-made. So there are a lot of restrictions on how much sediment we can take out of the basin and how much vegetation we can cut. As I had mentioned at other staff meetings, we have outsourced our maintenance of the assessment district to a contractor. They are KD Janing, and they are doing the maintenance that started August the 1st, playground equipment inspections and repair. So your maintenance contractor is going to be responsible for your daily maintenance of the restrooms and trash, the periodic maintenance of vegetation, walkways, and so forth. The non-routine maintenance, like a broken light or broken fencing or signs, will be a work order from the contractor or from staff to staff, and then we will do that with our maintenance crew. So we're hanging on to a portion of the assessment funds to do non-routine maintenance out here, as well as to manage the contract and also to pay for the utilities. And so we are still paying for the water and the electricity to run the park, which is not much. This is another park where we have retrofitted the high-pressure sodium lights, which are these bollards, as well as the lights on the on and in the restroom. And they are all LED lights now. So LED lights are, it's a different, it's a wider light, and it's definitely more efficient and cost-effective for us to utilize, and it's been wonderful. And you want a real testimony on as far as the LED lights, go out to Centennial Parkway at night and notice the difference there. We had high pressure sodium 200 watt light fixtures in these big boxes that were highly elevated, and we cut those poles by 7-8 foot and put in a small LED light. The light is white. It is brilliant. You can see color as opposed to just shadows with the high-pressure sodium. So it's worked out really well. Obviously, they're maintaining and we have our volunteer program with the Mutt Mitts, and so they're active out here. One person's out here maintaining that particular dispenser. There is playground equipment, and we come out and inspect this on a monthly basis. The contractor is responsible for distributing the surfacing material once a month to make sure we have proper coverage underneath some of the fall zones. And this particular park is designed for a younger, everything's 5 to 7 year olds, and we also have the tot swings on the left-hand side. This walkway meanders through, it goes off to the north, and it goes out to the Azure Street that we were at earlier, and it also goes off to the left, which is the south of the park, and you can see someone walking there in the distance. That will meander through the willows on the back part of the residential areas and actually exit out to state parkland, which gives you coastal access. Any questions regarding the park, please?
Would it be possible to have a elevated viewing platform in the wetlands area so people could bird in that water area over the willows? Right now, you go up on any of the platforms and you can't see anything but greenery, except maybe a little flash through. And it would be really interesting for, if you're a birder, to be able to get higher and look over.
We can look at getting a more elevated observation deck. Mm-hmm. Right now, the resources we have, we'll try to maintain in place. And so our next maintenance efforts in the wetlands will be clearing out sections in front of the platform so you can get a better visual. So that is definitely something that we try to concentrate on. We're limited to how much cubic feet we can take out annually. And so we try to make the best of what we're pulling out and keeping considered that. Any other questions regarding the Cloisters Park? We're going to roll. Chair Crowley, nothing?
No,
not okay. Thank you. The media... Thank you. Okay, and your role
and that concludes our annual parks tour. I need a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And those not in favor? We're adjourned.
Thank you.
What?
Go ahead.
Come and ride the trolleys in Morro Bay. We have three trolleys. North route, downtown route, and the Embarcadero.
And yours is the best route?
I drive all the routes.
Oh, okay.
nice tour. Thank you.
Hey, thank you,
Charlie. Welcome, Joe. Take care. We'll get together for that lunch, huh? Soon.
I'm going to come see
you. How about tomorrow? About 11.
Okay. tomorrow?
No.
Probably within a couple of days here.
Okay. I'm cranking it out in the morning.
Oh, boy.
One summer after.
Okay.
Sometime next week, you can drop me an email and say, hey, I'm available now. I'll make myself available. And like I said, we can go out and get a cup of coffee. We can go out and do lunch. And,
okay.
Or we can sit up here and just hang out.
Nice meeting, Jeff. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Hey, will you make me a promise?
I did get your stuff today.